Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday. It's the 18th of December, 2015. What happened to my voice? And this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Oakson, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Let me get a lozenge. On the program today, Sing It Forward, a five-year project started and run by local musicians David and Ambrosia Vertese, and that's to help support the St. James Musical Academy in the downtown East Side. Its final concert is in January, and we'll talk all about it with David Vertese in about half an hour. And it's our last show before we take a holiday for Christmas. We'll have some fun with seasonal tunes and keep you informed on what to see and do this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So you probably noticed that I've got a bit of a cold, a bit of a scratchy throat, a bit of the old, what do they call that? The old runny nose. It's disgusting. Anyway, I discovered a great new cough drop. I've always been a fan of Buckley's, the most disgusting cough syrup in the world. And now they have Buckley's lozenges. And the cool thing about them here is that, it just ended. Just like that. The cool thing about them is that they're regular lozenges. You know, they're just like hard candy, but there's actual Buckley's syrup in the middle of it. So as it dissolves in your mouth, the syrup kind of oozes out. It's just wonderful. It's a perfect thing to have a cold. I'm gonna pop in my mouth right now. Last night, paid a visit to Co-op Radio, and down on Wall Street, and spent an hour with our dear friend Jacques Lalonde. And his show, Ridiculum, is that what it is? Ridiculum, something like that. Anyway, every Thursday night at 11 o'clock, Jacques and his friends go on and do some crazy radio. And I was very honored and thrilled to be a part of it last night with Seth Little. We talked a little bit about the show we're doing tonight at Skinny Fat Jack's, the 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T, that I'll tell you more about later. And played some Canadian trivia and learned a few things and just had a lot of fun. So once again, thanks to Jacques, who has promised to return the favor in January and come and visit us here on Dave Radio. So let's get right to some tunes. My darling wife, Renee, she claims that she doesn't really consider it Christmas until she hears a particular song. So to help her get in the Christmas spirit, this one's for you. Except I have to turn the volume up. There you go. I don't know why it doesn't. It's crazy.
Christmas comes this time each year. Well, way up north where the air gets
like to bring you our Norwegian friend once again, Stan Borson. You may introduce the next number.
Thank you a lot. You know, folks, my favorite hobby is to take songs that are very popular and then change the words and see how long it takes them to become very unpopular. And I've been having marvelous luck with this song I'd like to sing for you right now. I'd like to sing it first the right way, and then like my Uncle Torvald in Seattle, Washington, sings it. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Here we go.
But I am turning and fisting because I'm itching up here and then I'm scratching down there. Walking in my winter underwear. Now the front is all battered and then the back is all tattered. But when I'm cold to the core, I crawl through the trap door and up into the winter underwear. I don't care if it rains or snows or freezes. I am so warm, I just don't give a hoot. I put on all the stockings I can locate, and then I wear two pair of trousers with my suit. But when the star tippers fire, yeah, then it sets me on fire. Because I'm itching up here, and then I'm scratching down there. Walking in my winter underwear, dear from Sears Roebuck.
Gone nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas. Shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in a store like a poor bewildered jerk. I look at nightgowns for my wife, those black ones trimmed in red. But I won't know her size, and so she'll get a carpet sweeper instead. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas when each kid hangs up his sock. It's a time for kids to flip their lids while their papa goes in hock. On the night before Christmas, it's still in the house. My family is sleeping, so I'm quiet like a mouse. I look at my watch, and midnight is near. I think I'll sneak out for a cold glass of beer. Down at the corner, the crowd is so merry, I end up by drinking about 12 Tom and Jerry. I get to bed late, and gee whiz, how I'm sleeping. When onto my bed, those darn kids, they come leaping. They sit on my face, and they jump on my belly. And I'm quivering all over like a bowl full of jelly. They scream Merry Christmas, and my poor wife and me. We stumble downstairs and she lights up the tree. My head is exploding. My mouth tastes like a pickle. I step on a skate and fall on a tricycle. Just before Christmas dinner, I relax to a point. Then relatives start swarming all over the joint. On Christmas, I hug and I kiss my wife's mother. The rest of the year, we don't speak to each other. After dinner, my aunt and my wife's Uncle Louie get into an argument. They're both awful screwy. Then all my wife's family say Louie is right, and my goofy relations, they join in the fight. Back in the corner, the radio's playing, and over the racket, Gabriel Heater is saying, "Peace on earth, everybody, and goodwill toward men." And just at that moment, someone slugs Uncle Ben. They all run outside whooping so the neighbors will hear. Oh, I'm so glad Merry Christmas comes just once a year. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas, but I still have lots of fun. Just the same as you, I enjoy it too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, who wore long hair and a fuzzy beard before any hippie was ever here? From patent leather boots and psychedelic clothes and little granny glasses upon his nose. Santa Claus, the original hippie. Motorcycle gangs with white leather belts, funny looking caps, their prides would melt. If they could take a look at Santa Claus's buckle, his belly's called pot, that's why he can chuckle. Santa Claus, the original hippie. Who is the guy who could always fly long before the Wright brothers learned to cry? He's been taking trips since 1583, and he can take a trip without LSD. Who wears a collar and cuffs of fur? For all we know, there's beads under there. 'Cause he was the first to smell hippie clothes. That's why his fingers up against his nose. Santa Claus, the original hippie. First to smell hippie clothes, that's why his fingers up against his nose. Santa Claus, the original hippie. Hip, 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 hippie.
Back in the 60s, there was a, these guys were like the original redneck novelty act. They were called Homer and Jethro. They played the Grand Old Opry and Hee Haw and stuff like that. This was their Christmas song, Santa Claus, the original hippie. What else did we hear? We heard from old Jorgi Jorgensen, I guess, go nuts at Christmas. And our own Pacific Northwest version of Jorgi, Stan Borson, who had his own kid show on King 5 every day at 4 o'clock. Stan's Clubhouse. Anyway, that was his Christmas song, Winter Underwear, and then we started things off with the Beach Boys. So we're going to play some local Christmas tunes in a few minutes, but we're going to take a quick break.
On December 18th, for one night only, come see formerly on hiatus Vancouver band SSRI's Reunite Live at the Wise Hall. The lineup will feature the membership of the 2010 LP Effeminate Godzilla-sized wind chimes. Don't go see Star Wars, come see SSRI's reunion show. Guest bands include TV Ugly, Blessed, and Redrick Sultan. Tickets are $10. Check out the SSRIs on Facebook for more information. This is one night only, so don't miss out.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, the Yuletide edition. Just running through some of our favorite seasonal numbers, international and local songs and hits, and some novelty tunes in there as well. Let's take a look now at, God, my voice really does kind of sound radio type when I have a cold, don't I? It's the price we have to pay. Let's take a look now and see what the listings are going on for this weekend. All kinds of seasonal events happening that you don't want to miss, especially tonight and tomorrow night at Skinny Fat Jack's, the back alley behind Slickety Jim's at 18th and Main. It's Spectral Theater's late night double feature. This time around, it's a very special seasonal performance of the 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T by Dr. Seuss. This is a radio adaptation by Seth Little of the movie from the 50s with Hans Conried as the eponymous Dr. T and a particularly talented cast performing a stage reading of this rare and bizarre classic, including your humble host, yours truly. That's, as I said, going on tonight and tomorrow, 9 o'clock at Skinny Fat Jack's in the back alley there. At the Roday House Museum in the West End, 1415 Barclay Street, Forbidden Vancouver presents War for the Holidays. This is your chance to explore a family Christmas party in Vancouver in 1915. And It's a very intimate kind of gathering. I think they only hold about 25 people, so make sure you get your tickets and check it out. Basically, what you're doing is you're just going into a house that's an actual house. It's a museum house now, but it was an actual residence in the West End in the early part of the 20th century. And it's been dressed up to look like Christmas in 1915. And there's an actual family living there. Played by actors, but and you get to witness and enjoy all the festivities and the drama of family Christmas during the First World War. If you like the old Scrooge, there's three different versions of the Dickens classic being performed right now around town. One is at the Jericho Arts Center, and this one has Andrew Wheeler as Scrooge and Simon Webb as Marley. It's Ebenezer, A Christmas Ghost Story, and that's going on at the Jericho Arts Center all weekend. Downtown at the SFU Woodward's Theater, Vancouver Moving Theater and Full Circle First Nations Performance is doing their sixth annual presentation of Bah Humbug, the Downtown East Side Christmas Carol. It's a cast of professional and community actors from the Downtown East Side telling Dickens' timeless story with Jim Burns in the role of Scrooge in that one. And at Pacific Theater, it's the radio play version. It's A Christmas Carol on the Air, written by Peter Church, and he's also playing the narrator in that one. We've done some coverage on that in the last couple of weeks, and that is closing this weekend, but you still get a couple of chances to see it tonight and two shows tomorrow at the Pacific Theater. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it is basically it's a recreation of a 1940s style radio studio and the actors come on and perform their radio play version of A Christmas Carol. You might think it'd be kind of weird watching a radio play, but it's really entertaining. You get to see what all the back behind the microphone kind of stuff was going on at that time. It's really quite entertaining. And they're also doing their Christmas Presents, which is Pacific Theater's annual seasonal festival, holiday, Christmassy, Yuletide thing. And it's a night of music, stories, poems, and readings. And it's happening twice on Sunday at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock at Pacific Theater. Now, for the whole family, it's also another big Christmas tradition is the panto, the Christmas pantomime that has been going strong in Vancouver for years and years and years. The two biggest ones are the White Rock Players, who are doing Cinderella this year at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock, and Metro, and they're doing Sleeping Beauty with our dear friend Chris Adams playing the dame role in that one. I guess he's like the fairy godmother or something. And then an up-and-coming Vancouver tradition, the East Van Panto at the York Theatre with Hansel and Gretel this year is the show in that one. And of course, returning in the cast are Don Petten and the great, I can't think of his name. God. Oh, I am sick today. Oh my goodness, it's just totally gone from me. Anyway, oh my God, I hope he's not listening. Anyway, check out Hansel and Gretel, the East Van Panto, and you'll enjoy it. And then also in North Van at Presentation House, it's Mrs. Claus's Kitchen, which is a holiday musical for the whole family. At Performance Works on Gravel Island, Carousel Theater. Actually, there's two shows going on by Carousel Theater, one at Performance Works and one at the Waterfront Theater. At Performance Works, it's Where the Wild Things Are by Morris Sendak. That is for the little ones. That's recommended for ages 3 to 8 and their families. And then for the adults and the older kids, it's James and the Giant Peach, which is got a great cast, including Patty Allen, Andrew Condon, Deb Williams, and Jonathan Winsby. And that's happening at the Waterfront. And then at Studio 1398, the Off-Key Improv Company is doing Love Musically, which is a musical tribute to the holiday movie Love Actually. And that's happening all this weekend, too. Other things going on this weekend, not specifically Christmas-related, but it's kind of in a holiday spirit. Chelsea Hotel, the Songs of Leonard Cohen at the Fire Hall. Inspecting Carol at the Vagabond Players at the Bernie Lake Theater in New Westminster. And Ronnie Burkett's Daisy Theater, a great puppet marionette show, is going on at the Cult Historic Theater at Venables in Victoria. And to wrap things up, our old pal David M. is doing, once again, his Christmas Alone in No Fun City 2015. And that's on Sunday night at Café du Soleil at Commercial and 4th. Spend three relaxing holiday hours with David M. and his guests, Jim Cummings, David Dedrick, Ed Hurl, and Lester Interest. Still haven't thought of his name. Let's see, who else we got? Oh, at the Rio. Lots of fun holiday stuff going on. The Princess Bride is on screen tonight at 7 o'clock. I remember the first time I saw this. It was introduced to me by a girlfriend at the time, and I got, Princess Bride, you want to make me watch that? And, within the first 10 minutes, I was hooked. It does have the greatest sword fight in the history of cinema, plus some great performances by Mandy Patinkin, Robin Wright, Cary Elwes, Andre the Giant, Wallace Shawn, inconceivable, Billy Crystal, have fun storming the castle, all kinds of great people in that one. So that's 7 o'clock at the Rio. And then at 9:30, it's the Talking Heads documentary performance movie from 1983, Stop Making Sense. And then the midnight show at the Rio tonight is Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton. And that, of course, going on at midnight. Tomorrow, we've got some animation in the afternoon, a popular kids book, Coraline. And then on stage tomorrow night, the 90s Merry Christmas Burlesque Show starting at 9 o'clock. Included tribute to Home Alone, Mariah Carey, and all the Tickle Me Elmos in between. And then Sunday will be a full day of Christmas movies starting at about 1 o'clock at the Rio. If you missed any of this, you can check out the Dave Radio Facebook page. And if you have anything that you want added to our listings, you can always contact us at Dave Radio Facebook I never get this right. Oh, my goodness. It's DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. I'm going to have to change my email address because I never get it right. Yeah, that's a big help. Okay, so we're going to go back to some music. We're going to do some local stuff, play a couple more songs, and then in a few minutes, we're going to talk to David Vertesi all about Sing It Forward. These are Vancouver's own Pointed Sticks.
Why is Santa wearing tight black jeans and Ray-Bans?
Because, puppy, he's a special Santa who delivers presents to Powerpuff Kids all over the world.
Daddy, who are the Powerpuff Kids, and what does Santa bring them?
Well, my sweet pea.
Ho, 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 ho! Timmy, a drummer for the baby shakes, and a boyfriend back to Kimmy. Big Star Records for Toshio. Chelsea gets tickets to an Iggy show. He's even got a tambourine for Jimmy. Billy gets singled by the Shangri-Las. There's a leather jacket for Gina.
So there's an event coming up in January called Sing It Forward, and this is a big musical event going on at the Vogue Theater, and it's all for the benefit of the St. James Musical Academy, which is a great organization that helps kids in the downtown East Side. And the founder and organizer of the event is on the phone with us now. It's David Vertesi. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, well, go try that again.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. No. let me just shut that off and turn it on again. You can hear me, but for some reason, you're not coming through.
One sec. Can you hear? You can't hear me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to. This is so ridiculous. I'm going to have to call you right back, David, because for some reason, we can't hear you. So just hang on. Oh, wait a minute. Try that. Are you there? No, he's not there. All right. Just hang on. Let's listen to this.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I was admiring your magnificent red coat and your long white beard. If I may ask, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
All right, let's try that again. David, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Hello?
Not working again?
Oh, my goodness gracious me. What's going on here? This is nuts. Are you there?
I can hear you, but you seem to not be able to hear me.
Unbelievable. All right, let's try that. David?
I'm here.
There you are. Okay.
Amazing.
I think what happened was you were going out in the air, but for some reason I wasn't hearing you. So
yeah.
This is so crazy. All right, we're here. Let's talk.
Nice.
Sing it forward. So
yeah.
First thing I want to do is I want to find out more about the cause. What is the St. James Music Academy?
St. James Music Academy is a nonprofit organization on the downtown east side that provides music lessons, classical music lessons, for around 200 kids who otherwise could not afford it on the downtown east side. They also do a bunch of substantial after-school care, including meals and stuff.
How long has it been around?
It's been around for the better part of a decade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And like, how many kids go through it every year?
They have about 200 kids in the program, and then they've also, over the years, done a lot of outreach to schools that don't have music programs as well.
Mm-hmm. So is it the kind of thing where is it for kids that already have some kind of musical aptitude, or is it for kids that are just interested, or how does it work?
It's really about, their mission is about social change through the power of music. So,
yeah.
You know, it started by a woman, Kathy Walker, who lives in the downtown east side with her family. They've lived two blocks from the school, actually, and you know, they just recognize the power of music to give kids all sorts of really positive experiences, self-esteem and role modeling, and working together with other collaborating with other kids, and discipline, all sorts of things, that positive lessons that they bring back into their lives and bring back into the community and try and affect change there.
Yeah. How did you get involved?
Basically, I just had some friends who were, you know, involved there, and my wife, Ambrosia, and I, who started Sing It Forward, we really wanted to do an event to give back. I'm a musician. I'm in the band Hey Ocean, and, you know, that's throwing shows is something I know how to do. So I thought, hey, why not get some people together and do something? And it's ended up just exploding into something bigger than we had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The first one was just over 5 years ago. It was January of 2011.
Yep.
And was that at the Vogue as well?
It's always been in the Vogue. Yeah.
Yep.
We sold out the Vogue every single year.
Yeah.
With, you know, nine or plus bands every year that do acoustic or sort of alternate versions of their songs. They do like three songs each, and lots of collaboration. They perform with the kids' choir, with the kids' orchestra. It's a really, really special night, and we're really, really excited for this year, which is the final year of the event.
Now, why is it the final year? Is it just you've raised the money you wanted to raise?
I think it's more just because, like I said before, we never thought it would be 5 years. You know, we thought it would be, you know, 1 or 2 years. And in the end, it's been five. So we've raised over $125,000 for the school. And we think after the events in January, we're hoping we'll be over 200,000 earned.
Magnificent.
In the five years of events. So.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now you kind of keep the lineup a secret for what's happening.
Yeah, we haven't always done that.
Yeah.
It's just this year is the final year. We thought we'd just let people. We feel like we've built a trust relationship with our fans and the audience who's come out to see it, and they know it's one of the most iconic and favorite nights for many music lovers in the city, because we bring together all sorts of talent that you would never see in the same room, and lots of them are friends. It's a really amazing night. So this year we decided we wouldn't announce anybody, to just make it an extra special surprise for everyone. There'll be a combination of, you know, some of the bands who've done it before and some new ones. And, you know, there's a room full of, you know, Juno, Polaris, and, you know, Much Music Video Award, and even Grammy, nominations. And
you probably will have heard of somebody on the stage that night.
Oh, yeah, many of them. And it's just such a magical night. So we're doing two nights this year.
Right.
For the finale, and each night is a different lineup.
Wow.
So there's 18 bands in total. And you can buy it, you know, one night or the other, even a two-night pass, which is a bit discounted if you get both.
Mm-hmm. And it's January 14th and 15th, as we said, at the Vogue. And tickets are pretty easy to get. You've got a Facebook page, and you've also got your own website, singitforward.com, and you're tweeting it, hashtag singitforward.
And it's singitforward, and forward is just the abbreviation, so it's FWD. So singitfwd.com,
Right. Great. All right. It sounds like a great event. I hope it's a huge success. Glad we finally connected.
Yeah, I'm glad that worked out. Thanks
all right,
so
pal. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay, bye.
And have a nice Christmas. All right, music.
You
Don't forget Sunday, the big bash at the Commodore Blues for Christmas to raise money for the Drew Burns Musicians Fund. And that will be one of the headliners of the act who we spoke to last week is the great Delana Gale Bowen.
Vancouver-based soul and garage group The Ballantines just released their debut album, Dark Drive's Life Signs, on La-Di-Da Records. This album has influences of soul and classic R&B and features a range of songs from storming dance numbers to moody ballads. It's hip-shaking, organ-wailing trouble you'll want to get into. Check out The Ballantines' second single, My Place, Your Town, and look out for the official video coming soon.
Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Yes!
Peanut butter.
Yes!
First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them, then you crush them. Crush them, then you spread them. Spread them. Peanut butter.
Dance, motherfucker. Dance.
you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Do you hear what I hear? Daddy's crying in the basement. Daddy's had such a bad year, full of shame and self-debasement. Now he can't find his tools, and he can't find the tree stand, and he can't find the screw. It's just not how it's done. Why can't we do anything right? Why do we do everything wrong in this house? So let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Christmas tree without a fight this year. Do you
cell phone. She had to call her friend Joan, 'cause she can't handle my dad alone, 'cause she's sick, mom's so sick. Wishes he was strong, 'cause if he was stronger, he could pull up his socks and just deal with it. But he can't get right. Wait for it. But he can't get right tonight. Oh, okay.
Fight this year. Thank you very much.
And that's our show. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout out this week goes to friend of the show and my one-time stage daughter, Elmaya Tailfeathers, whose film Beatles, and I'm probably butchering the pronunciation of that, but it took the prize for best short documentary at the recent Anchorage International Film Festival in Alaska. Congratulations, Maya. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are floating around the building. They'll be here with Femme Concept. And don't forget... Oh, and congratulations to Nardwar for being released from hospital. He's been home for a whole week now. I hope he's on the rapid road to recovery, and he'll be back on the air with us soon. But his friends are filling in for him. So Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents, will be heard at 3:30 this afternoon. Now, Dave Radio returns next year. We're locked out of the building for the next 2 weeks, but there's some special holiday programming going on, including the top 100 albums of the year on New Year's Day. So don't forget to listen to that. And we'll be back in this chair on January 8th at this same time. Bye-bye, and have a cool Yule.
a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
One, two, three, four.
The 30th Annual Blues for Christmas Concert, bringing together the best of Vancouver's blues community, will be held on Sunday, December 20th at 7:30 at the Commodore Ballroom. This year's lineup features Jim Burns, David Gogo, Johnny Ferreira and the Swing Machine, Steve Kozak's West Coast All-Stars, the Bobcats, Brainchild, and more. Show proceeds go to the Drew Burns Commodore Musicians Fund, providing funding for musicians in need and those pursuing future music studies. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.ca.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.